The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I always feel like I'll never have like a good sex tape released. It'll just be me, like, you know, pooping. Like, that will be the, will be out. It'll be like, oh, the best cuts of Sarah loafing.
You know what the
loafing?
I know. It'd be so
the strange
gross.
Thing is now,
it's really bad.
When you
I
just said that,
there
are members of our listening audience going, hey,
I'm going to listen to that podcast today.
After all the work I've done, like, that will be the claim to fame. It's like, oh, see, Sarah, like, that are you going to, like, some super cut? This is beginning to sound like the woman that was 701 pounds. I mean, she sounds like she's super cut. She's, you know,
would
getting
you like
off
of
her rascal.
Of yeah.
I'll give
yeah,
I would.
Yeah. I'll give you. Would you like to know the name of the play?
Yes.
Yes,
yes
please.
Right.
It's called Booms.
Oh my
Booms.
God.
Booms.
Why are you laughing, Ethan? What? Tell me, what?
You should have known by the name that you were going to get your hair messed up.
All right. I'm sorry. I thought I did a good job.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Happy day after St. Patty's Day. And we are delighted to have paneling with us for the entire show today. The lovely, the talented, the bright, the smart. So smart she could run for president.
That sounds like you're really overcompensating for like my like intelligence.
No. Host of the Hey Phrase podcast and a woman who has been in the trenches. With radio, and unlike a lot of women I've met in the broadcast business, because she is she's really got her act together and maintains a level of warmth and kindness that I have always admired. She is Sarah Fraser, ladies and gentlemen.
Mike, you are awesome.
Of the Hey Phrase podcast, which is recorded right here in Podcast Village, and Oscar is still recovering from his trip to Arizona. He will be back on the show tomorrow. He's traveling today.
Have you heard from him?
Me neither. Over the weekend, I did. I chatted with him over the weekend. But I have, you know, nothing other than like a single word thing. You know?
Okay.
I forgot what the exchange was. It was that insignificant. But I think he's having a good time out there. And I think they did really well with the Big O and Duke show out there in Arizona. And then the rest of it, I don't know. Because Oscar goes radio silent when he goes on a trip.
Yeah.
You don't hear a lot because he really engages with the people he's with. And so tomorrow, hopefully, we'll get an update on that.
Because if you got him anytime after 4 p.m. local time, it would be,
it's amazing. It's amazing.
Sarah is host of the Hey Phrase podcast, recorded right here in the Village. The Village. New episodes Monday and Wednesday on Spotify and iTunes. You can watch the podcast on YouTube Mondays and Wednesdays at 12:30 Eastern time. It's Hey Phrase, HEYFRASE on Instagram and Hey Phrase on Twitter. And Twitter.
Twitter.
Sarah.
Twitter. Mike, you're awesome. Thank you for having me on.
And I'll do the little bit.
Sarah maintains a popular blog on her website and uses her various platforms to discuss inspirational stories, mindful living, and pop culture. Her podcast is funny, inspiring, pop culture driven, and DC based. It's funny that you mentioned the inspiration, because, and I'll get this out of the way because I don't want to dwell on it or be morbid, and nothing annoys me more than when I'm on social media and I see, you know, it was 27 years ago today. I did the same thing. You can't help it. If you lose somebody that's close to you, you lose it. And thanks to our listening audience, I don't want to appear callous, but I had exchanges with my family over the weekend discussing my mom's passing 3 years ago.
today, where she had the dignity and class to not pass away on St. Patrick's Day and ruin the holiday for the rest of my life. It was terrific that she waited a day. So I was sending out pictures to my daughters and my sister had enlightened me over the weekend that it was 3 years. And my wife came up with a great idea. You'll dig this because you're all about motivating people to do good things, Sarah. My wife said, you know what? You ought to post on social media today that pay it forward in a small way. So I said, to honor my mom's memory, she passed 3 years ago, do something nice for somebody, because my mom was all about volunteer work, and she did a great job with it. 40-plus years in the state of Connecticut, volunteering at children's hospitals up there, and she was a living example of how happy a life can be when you do that. She didn't have money. She really didn't. She didn't have a lot of money. How she made, how she looked the way she was, kept the house the way she was, lived her life. My sister and I would help her out with different things, but they were big things. They were things like a generator when she lost power in her house. And, but we really didn't. She was able to put it together and live a life you would never if I mentioned to you what she lived on, which was my father's pension, and then a military pension from her first husband who was killed in World War II. I go back and I look at that and I say to myself, wow, you know, we're different now because we need so much more nowadays. The consumer culture with buy, buy, buy. She got it done. And she was probably very frugal, but you never noticed that she was frugal.
Sure. It's overused. The phrase is overused. Greatest generation. They just make do.
Oh, absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And I almost regret
child of
saying
those people
it
is
because
just
it is
amazing.
So overused, but it is an amazing thing to watch and to have been a part of. It really is.
And she got the whole thing when my dad passed away a million years ago. My dad passed away at the age of 77.
Okay.
Because he had what would be called COPD today. She, it was a very tough, probably, I want to say, 6 month period for her, where you looked at her. And, you know, I really do believe that these older people that pass away sometimes, and then the spouse goes a month later, it's because they just can't get over the heartbreak.
Yeah, I agree.
And my mom looked like hell. I mean, she just, you know, her life was taking care of my dad, in his illness. And then she came out on the other side, and she got out on the other side for one reason and one reason only. It was going back to the hospital and volunteering. That was her life. And
it filled the void in many ways, I imagine.
She loved it. Yeah. It was her life. That's what she did. And that's when she had a kind of a renaissance, and she lived a long time after my dad.
How many years, Mike, were they married?
Your parents. Boy. Oh, no. I'm trying to think how it was over. It was her second marriage because she lost her first husband at 26, right after World War II ended. He was a graduate of the Naval Academy and a naval aviator and flew off the deck of a carrier and the engine and had engine failure.
Oh,
and
it was so after. Then, I didn't realize it was after the war.
Oh, my God. Break
your
heart.
Oh, long after the war. Yeah.
Oh,
long
my God.
After the war. They got married. My father and mom had me. My mom was 39 when she had me. My father, I think, was 44. Which was really old.
That is
and then
old
I
back
said,
then.
I can do better than that. I can break that record. And so it was just really, really cool that,
I'm
not sure exactly how long they were married, but not, you know, as long as you would think when you think of these 70-year relationships. But that's how she got her life back on track. And I don't follow the advice. I'm not preaching here. So I'm not somebody who's a super do-gooder. I do it in my own little way that I kind of keep to myself. But she was all, that was her life. Her life was all about that. And she was a great listener. And she, she was a good person. But that's what kept her going. She'd be the first one to tell you. She didn't do it for, any other. It was better for her. She got more out of it than she thought she gave. That was the way she looked at it. And so that's the memory that I had, because it's just, it was the worst St. Patrick's Day of my life.
Yes.
In Boston, to drive through Boston, leaving your mom, who at that point was having trouble communicating, and driving through Boston, I'll never forget it. I ate at a Thai restaurant by myself.
As one does on St. Patrick's Day.
As one does on St. Patrick's, and you're seeing everybody with the, you know, the shamrocks and
the hats,
the shamrocks antenna, and walking around. And then the next day, you know, I held her hand and was, it's bittersweet because it's a wonderful to be there with somebody at the end of their life, but it's a memory that you will, you know, you don't like to go back to because it's sad. But anyway, that's her. So pay it forward today. Do some teeny tiny thing. You have somebody there. My son, Michael, got a Lego set that was a tiny little Lego set, which was Star Wars, and he had it already. And I said, I'll take it back to the store and I'll get you another one. And then he said, and then I said, you know what? Take it to school and give it to somebody who likes that. And he said, well, this is a littler kid than me, Dad, but he loves Star Wars. I said, take it to him.
Oh, that's nice.
And give it. I didn't mention my mom or anything like that, but, you know, that's it. So I got that out of the way and I didn't get verklempt about it, but that's it. That's I want to talk about.
Good way to start.
I want to talk about life. Life moving forward.
Sure.
And a woman who is at the beginning of the rest of her life. And who
is today, Mike, the first day of the rest of her life?
No, the first day would be when she gets hitched.
Yeah.
Gets hitched. Sarah is going to get married soon.
It's going to be her first wedding.
First marriage. Mm-hmm. Yeah, marriage number one. Right. I'm hoping it sticks, but, you know, we both sometimes refer to each other as spouse number one. So I don't know if that's a good sign or not.
So both of you have, I'm not going to ask, you never ask a woman's age. I was always told that, but you are.
I am, you know, in my mid-30s. I'm getting closer to your mom's age. So I'm also okay.
I think mid-30s is great. I think mid-30s is perfect.
I think really so, too. We've been together 6 years.
Okay, that's good, too. That's so far, I get a normal and a normal. I get a like normal ding. Give me a normal ding.
Yeah.
A normal ding and a normal ding.
We're right, over the we age go. Of 35, so we're like, we got to have a kid. You know, we're thinking about that, too.
See, I like you. I really do. I genuinely like you. I don't like a lot of people, but I mean, that's cool that you're already talking about that. I think you'll be a great, great mom, and when's the big day?
So the big day is August 10th. Okay. In Maine. So we're getting married at Bristol, Maine at this little farm, this little renovated farm. And you'll appreciate this, Mike, because you're a part Mainer. But
right.
we're trying, this is kind of the craziest part, to get married at this little Catholic church called St. Patrick's. Now, my great-great-great-grandfather.
How timely is that?
Imagine a church, right? The Catholic church named St. Patrick's. That's crazy.
Can you believe it? So my great-great-great-great-grandfather, right, from Ireland, off the boat, donates the land for this church. Yes, yes. Let's drink.
All right, sorry.
Okay. All right. Donates the land. So we are trying to get married in the Catholic church.
Was his name Frazier?
No, it was O'Hanley. And then eventually they changed it to just Hanley.
Okay.
And it's gone through a couple different. It used to be H-A-N.
Because you are a Mainer. You were born and raised in Maine, right?
Born and raised in Maine.
O'Hanley. Then they wanted to de-Irish it. They changed it to Hanley. And then to further de-Irish it, they changed it to Cohen.
Cohen. There you go. Yes. Yeah. So you're going to get made. Your grandfather donated the land for this.
Yeah. Wow. It would have been like grandfather, you know, like three or four times back. Okay. I mean, we're talking like 1800s, right? It's the oldest Catholic church in New England. So, you know,
that's cool.
We were kind of cafeteria Catholics, my fiance and I, right? So we've kind of gone, but we have some moral issues now with the Catholic church. So you'll appreciate this.
Why?
Oh. No,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
It's in all the papers.
I had to do that.
I'm telling you, now trying to go through these pre-cana classes, I don't know that we're going to make it. I really don't. Because, you know, they say that we've lived together for years. They tell you that you're living together in sin.
Right.
And it's like, oh my God. Such, you know, I can't.
I'm not going to diminish people's faith. But at the same time,
I know.
Having gone through that with marriage number one, it's just they do make you go through hoops. You know, we had to sit down with a man
hoops.
That's technically never been with a woman.
The Methodist
and he's
got
to lecture you on your life and what you're going to do.
I was married in the Methodist church, and it was the counseling sessions were light and awkward and
it's
brief.
Nothing.
It's rough. Nothing.
It is not. It can't even be described.
Okay.
How much more? And it's not super intense because they try to make it not intense, right? So, Sarah, isn't it kind of like, if it's the priest the way we had to be, it's kind of, well, this is not okay. But then they get to the real meat of it and you can't, I mean, the actual questions and instruction
Oh, it's bananas. Intense. It's bananas, the natural child planning. And then over the weekend, we had to do online 173 question air about, you know, each of us separately about like how we live.
It's gotten more intense.
Hey, how about
Catholicism?
You know what? Yeah, it got more intense once they started putting bumper stickers on the cars.
Yeah.
Yep.
But
yep.
You know what? You know? Kudos for them for going modern.
I drove by a lady in a car down here that had a bumper sticker that said, pray the rosary, you know, and I'm like, okay, there's a good Catholic. And you go by and she's in the car and you see this. You know, you look over, pray the rosary. Pray the rosary to smile at your fellow man. Anyway, so it sounds like it may have gotten more intense.
It's gotten way intense. And I'll just say this. Okay, look, and I was
raised
Catholic.
The weird part is when you swipe right on Jesus. I didn't understand that because it was all online.
All right, let her talk, for God's sake. He has to squeeze that in. You know, get used to Rob doing that to you.
Believe me,
if he's got a line, it will come out no matter what.
I spent two nights with him for crashing, Mike, and you'll know this. But, I mean, it was just shtick after shtick. I mean, for 48 hours.
That's the good stuff. I love that stuff. I love it in an airport lounge. I sometimes hate it on the show.
Sometimes.
We've been together for a long time. Sometimes. Sometimes I adore it. Sometimes it's great.
173 questions. And I really want to know from the Catholic Church. I think much like Facebook, all this survey is going back to be sold. Because the amount of porn questions.
Do they have porn
tons
questions?
Tons of porn questions. Porn question after
this
porn question
so
after
different.
Porn.
Like what?
Do you think watching porn can affect your marriage? Are you concerned about your fiancé's intake of porn? Do you watch porn? How much porn? I'm like,
this is new.
Yeah, and all of these questions
seems like
go
you're
back
selling
to,
it to Pornhub.
They all go back to Father Zuckerberg.
Okay, thank you, right?
This is so new. I've never heard of this.
173 questions, 45 minutes. How do you all communicate? And then they just sneak in another one. If you were to watch porn, do you feel like it's a lot of porn.
Serious.
And the Catholics listening to your show will know this. If they have kids that are going through it, if they're going through it, it's bananas, right? It seems like they want to know a lot about that. And then there's like a few, like one every 25, they're like, are you worried about your fiance's anger level? It's like, maybe that one should have been number one instead of the five porn questions.
Now, the porn stuff is enough to make anyone uneasy just to hear about it. Are they all yes, no questions, or are they any like qualitative?
I want to put the brogue on.
Or are they essay questions?
Would you please describe the kind of porn you find the worst?
Exactly. Could you write it in great detail for me?
Slowly.
It's agree, disagree, uncertain.
Okay.
And so, you know, the entire time I'm thinking in my sinister way, I want to f*** with them and be like, you know, uncertain.
I married someone who was not Catholic, and we went to a pretty modern priest, and it sounds like you're going all the way with the whole thing. That's got to be, it's just strange.
No, we're
it's
not. A, we're
the
not,
whole thing is strange.
We're going to be getting married at the barn, because at the end, you know, you have to write down on a sheet like what you are, you know, what your occupation is. So I say, you know, podcaster, podcast producer, whatever. And the priest goes, I'm thinking about starting a podcast. Where can I find yours? And I thought, oh, God, Father, the minute you turn into mine, which I believe we did something about keto crotch, how like all these women now that are on the keto diet, like their crotch smells like ammonia. Mm-hmm. That was like last week. So I'm like,
it's the protein, Mike. It's the protein.
You like that, Father.
Okay,
you
so like I'm
that.
Thinking.
Check that out.
The minute he checks out
he clicked uncertain.
Wow. So the priest is still going to come to the barn and marry you or not? Are you going to be married by a priest? Or?
I think we're going to have to get a JP. I don't see how we're going to pass these classes. I really don't.
Yeah, I mean it's strange that I don't know because I'm not going to speak where I am not educated about the subject, but it sounds to me like there is a chance like it's gotten more involved. And you know, look, I know that really, and I make a joke about it, it's a flip comment, but the Catholic Church got more conservative and more intense when they started putting bumper stickers on cars, at least the way I did. You know, I was raised, my mother was a devout Catholic, and we went to Mass every Sunday through high school for me. That's the way we did it. But then it just didn't seem as intense, and now it seems like it might even be more intense while they're looking the other way at all the touching stuff.
I think it was about 12 years ago when my dad's mom passed, and they asked me before I was going to do a reading at the funeral. And it was a Mass funeral. And they said,
"Yeah, you can't do a sermon. You can't do a eulogy. Yeah, that's the priest's job."
And they said, "You've been confirmed, right?" And I looked at my dad, and he said, "Of course he has. I hadn't. And he said, because you can't read scripture unless you've been confirmed. And I believe my dad's quote was, oh, he had a great confirmation.
Yeah.
But I mean,
you know,
really.
It's just.
It's so
look,
crazy.
But the marriage is going to be up in Maine. And congratulations.
Yeah, well, that's wonderful.
But are you excited? Are you as it winds? It's not till the summer, so you got a while, right?
I'm super excited. We have everything planned. We have the venue, we have the photographer, we've got the food, we're doing all the tastings in April. The process has been super easy. I have the wedding dress, I've got the bridesmaid. Yeah, I've loved it. Like, I've loved planning it. It's so much fun. I'm not concerned about my fiance's porn habits of watching the casting couch. I think it will be just fine.
And will you be, you said wedding dress, will you be wearing white?
Absolutely. Why not?
No, I'm kidding. Let's start the show, for God's sakes.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Evening, squaw. You married?
Yes.
I'm a bachelor myself. Is your wife a goer? Hey, know what I mean? Know what I mean? Nudge, nudge, know what I mean? Say no more.
Beg your pardon?
Your wife, does she go? Hey, know what I mean? Know what I mean? Does she go? Hey?
She sometimes goes.
Oh, I bet she does. I bet she does. Say no more. Say no more. Know what I mean? Nudge, nudge.
I'm afraid I don't quite follow you.
Follow me! Follow me! That's good, that's good. A nod's as good as a wink to a blind bat.
Look, are you selling something?
Selling. Very good, very good. Know what I mean? Oh, wicked! You're wicked, eh? Nudge, nudge. Hey, nod's as good as a wink to a blind bat.
But,
Your wife a sport, eh?
She likes sport, yes.
I bet she does. I bet she does.
Yeah, she's very fond of cricket.
Who isn't, eh? Who isn't? Likes games. Knew she would. Who doesn't, eh? She's been around a bit, eh? Been around?
Yeah, she's travelled. She's from Purley.
Oh, say no more. Say no more. Say no more. Purley? Say no more. Know what I mean? Say no more. Your wife interested in photography, eh? Photographs, eh? He asked him knowingly.
Photography?
Yeah. Snap, snap, grin, grin, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, say no more.
Oh, holiday stamps.
Could be. Could be taken on holiday, could be. Swimming costumes. Nudge, nudge. Candid. Candid photography.
No, I'm afraid we don't have a camera.
Oh. Still. Oh! Hey? Hey? Oh!
Look, are you trying to insinuate something?
No. Yes.
Well?
Well, I mean, you're a man of the world, aren't you? I mean, you've been around, you've been there.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, like, you've done it, with a lady. You've slept with a lady.
Yes.
What's it like?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Podcast Village Studios in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners who are unrivaled in their love and support for the program. If you're a first-timer, sit back, relax, and prepare to be entertained. And for our longtime friends, thank you from the bottom of our hearts for spreading the word every day about TMOS. From Hilliard, Washington to Sproul, Pennsylvania. From Omaha, Nebraska to Lodi, California. From Gresham, Oregon to London, England. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by ZipRecruiter. Hiring is challenging, but there is one place you can go where hiring is simple, fast, and smart. A place where growing businesses connect with qualified candidates. That place is ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards, but they don't stop there. With their powerful match matching technology. ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience and invites them to apply for your job. As applications come in, ZipRecruiter analyzes each one and spotlights the top candidates so you never miss a great match. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. How about that? Hmm. Right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Remember, again, ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. ZipRecruiter is the smartest way to hire. And we are joined by Sarah Fraser today for the Hey Phrase podcast. Thank you very much for joining us, Sarah. And it is the Monday after St. Patty's Day. I want to get this out of the way. Over the weekend, not only did I enjoy the holiday, and I enjoyed it in a very old way.
In what way?
It wasn't exciting like some of my St. Patrick's days have been.
Right.
When I was an Irish failed bar owner, those were some of the greatest St. Patrick's Day when I actually was making money on the holiday.
Didn't you open on St. Patrick's Day?
5:30 in the morning. 6 o'clock in the morning, had a line at 5:30 in the morning.
But I mean the bar itself opened on St. Patrick's Day, didn't it?
Yeah, we had our grand opening.
Right.
We had our soft opening, but our grand opening was St. Patrick's Day, I think on a Saturday. I think it was on a Saturday. And things happen when you're at O'Mara. Charlie?
That's right.
Yeah, so it was...
Oh, that's
yeah,
great.
It was spectacular, but I found time, I think, was it Saturday? I found time to go to my barber, the mumbling barber, Anthony,
yes.
The new guy that goes, hey. I realize what he's doing. He's from another land, but he fancies himself as Rodney Dangerfield. That's the guy that he
Really?
Yeah, I think that I literally do not understand. I am not kidding you. I don't understand a word that comes out of his mouth. I'll get, I trained for people. I train people that got here. Is it the razor? And I'm sitting there going, just cut the hair. And then the guy, there was a young kid in the barber chair next to me cutting hair that was saying, he knew the rap that this guy has.
Sure.
So he's kind of enlightening me a little bit. I said, and at one point I looked at him, I said, well, I can't understand a word he says. And then Anthony goes, like that. So Carla had said to me, go get that your hair is just not, it's not looking modern enough or something like that. It was just like, she said, you should cut it like this. And she gets a picture on her phone and she says, look at that guy. I said, that's a male model.
Right.
That's a guy that's not 700 pounds overweight. And he said, no, but that style would look good. You've cut it short like that. And so go get it done this way.
As a rule, so, you prefer short hair, right?
Well, I don't mind it short, but I like having it. I've had it in 50 different ways. What
right.
I haven't had is super long hair in a long, long time.
Okay.
I haven't had right. that. I like short hair because I like it to be, you know, like this morning. I like to be in the shower, out of the shower, bingo, bango. That's it.
Right.
I don't like to dwell on it. And I think I talked about two haircuts ago going to the whatever the chain was that where the lady had a buzz clipper.
Yes.
And she was, and you know, I talk about being 700 pounds overweight. She was 701 pounds overweight.
Okay. Yeah.
And she sat there, and her greeting was, I said, excuse me? Hi. I mean, there was no energy. And she cut my hair with her hand on her hip and what do they call them? The clippers?
Yes.
The electric clippers. And she was going, ying, 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 and she destroyed it. It's the worst haircut I've gotten in my adult life. And so I went
to
Anthony.
This is the kind of barber that she would cut your hair based not on when you say short or longer. They probably said the guide that they put on the clipper, like a number two on the side.
They ask you.
Yeah.
That's
and
right.
I
hate
modern,
that.
That's the modern crappy
that.
Barber.
Are you a number one or a number two?
First of all, lazy, look at my head
yes.
and make the determination yourself and get out some scissors.
Did she even stand up or was she just like on one of those spinny chairs and like rolled around your head?
I was on the chair and she stood, but she kind of sat there and slouched. And then I took finally, because of that disaster, I went on my search. By the way, I am a barber whore. If you could be going to different barbers was promiscuity.
I think you're giving yourself a bad rap. Here's what I know.
Barber whore. I've been 50 different barbers down there, and they have to be perfect, and I haven't found my Judy from Manassas, Virginia. My wonderful, how is your little boy Judy? 45 minutes to the second every time I sit in her chair. She was dedicated. She was a professional. I have not found my Judy.
I don't think you're a whore, and here's why. Because what you love, you just love getting your hair cut. You like it.
No, I really don't. No.
You would when we would go on trips, that would be something
because
you would
do
in town.
Because I didn't get it back home with somebody I love like Judy. That's it. So I went to after the lady buzzed me with the papers, I went to Anthony.
Chasing the dragon.
And I'm not sure whether he's the guy. So Carla said to me the other day, I said, oh, God, he was just talking the whole time. Said, oh, are you going to go to another barber? I said, Carla, I haven't found the perfect barber yet. And the one guy that was really good is 113 years old.
Right.
And, has Fox in his headphones running 24/7 pissed off at everybody. I mean, he's the pissed off guy. You know, what I would say, the Muslims, I'd say, just cut my hair, please.
Please.
So I moved on from him. And I go to the place where my kid gets cut. So after I came back, she said, that looks really good. But you know what you should do? And she gets a picture and she says, just bring that to him. I said, I don't want to do it. She says, just bring that to him, please. So I bring him the picture and it pisses him off.
Oh.
He said, first things out of his mouth is because the guy is this young, tanned, I guess I thought it was gray hair, but it was highlights. And he said, I can't color her. I said, I don't want my hair colored. I want you to cut it short on the side. And really, and he goes, and then he's mumbling. I'm like, dude, do whatever. And I said this. So I said, dude, do whatever you think. If you get something like that, it's what my wife, I'm just going to sit down and let you do it. So he cut my hair.
Yes.
Oh, I can't wait. Oh, my God. I can't wait to see this.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh my God,
Mike!
You brought
back 1996.
You literally have a crazy fade, like. But then Oh my God,
it's almost like a mohawk.
Yeah, there is a strip. I would say probably.
Can you see it? Because your video is bad for me, but is mine okay for you?
Yeah, it's basically if you divide his head into thirds, the middle third there is a strip of hair that is swooped back, and then on the
wow
on the sides,
what in the
it is down to the skin. It's less.
It's down to the skin.
If you want to talk clipper
he
talk,
used a razor
Mike,
on
I was going to say, I hate talking clipper talk. That's below a one on the side of your head. I mean, you're seeing
like
a lot
it.
Of skin.
I like it because it's easy. It looks foolish, but it's easy. And
I bet your headphones go on and off really easy now.
Everything. Hats are easier. Everything's much better.
Food tastes better.
Okay, I want to see the original picture that Carla gave you, though. I mean, what?
Yeah, do you have the picture in your phone still?
Of the guy?
Yeah, of the template.
It might be
was the template? Because this guy shaved your head literal most mohawk style. Like,
and there's
I can't
not much
even
of a fade.
It.
It's very, very defined.
You're right.
It looks
super
like he's out of Mad Max.
Hold on just a second.
Frankie, shut up!
Oh, Frankie. He gets excited when we talk haircuts. Yeah, it is a very severe.
I got him.
Oh, no!
Oh my God!
Oh, she wanted that? That's almost like a man bun. There's a pile of hair on top of that guy's head.
It's not like a man bun. It's just like shaved on the side and then a tuft of hair up on
top.
I'd like to see the behind on that guy. I think there might be some bun action there.
I need to see the behind too. Are you going to grow it really long, like in the front?
I can't. I'm old.
you could.
This is hysterical.
Now I'm looking at all the other guys.
I love the fact that when you showed that as your demonstration... When you showed that as your demonstration photo to the barber, he says we can't color it.
You know, and I'm looking at these guys too with his hair.
Yes.
These guys that have these unbelievable heads of hair, you know, and mine is just like, you know,
wispy.
It's all Carla wants the testosterone cut. There is like that. I'm trying. All right. I'm not proud, you know.
Oh my God.
What can you
do
with my wispy hair?
I don't know. We can't color it.
No, I don't mind the idea of super short on the sides, and I guess he kept it up all on top, and then it goes right up
to his
head.
Can I see the back?
It's different. Huh? No, you may not. I'm done showing my head. I don't want to show. All right, I'll show you the back.
Okay, thank
you. We got to see it.
Oh, okay.
Oh my God. It is.
Oh no.
Full mohawk. It's full.
What? I heard more
the
laughing
control
in the
room.
Back.
The control room is a come to life. And I'm Ethan sorry. Is having it's a
almost,
blast.
It's almost like he brought...
Get Ethan in here. Get Ethan. Ethan,
please in here. Come in here.
But it's almost like he gave up at the
I
back.
I can't really... Like, and the connectivity sucks ass, so I can't even really see your facial expressions today. Because we're having this ongoing problem with right. that. You can see me okay?
You
is sound, that right?
You look fantastic.
Yeah, you look great. Right. And the back God of it is it. Shocking.
All right, Ethan is here. Ethan.
What, Ethan? What do you
What's
want?
What's going on, y'all?
We're going to have, by the way, we're going to have Ethan's mother coming in tomorrow. Ethan's mom. Ethan, what's she going to talk about? Tell us, give us a little preview of that because
Ethan,
she's.
Tell us about Ethan. Your mom coming in tomorrow.
All right.
Hey, can you guys hear me?
I can't. Yes, we can hear you.
Yeah, we can hear you.
All right, cool. So, yeah, my mom's coming in on the 19th. I don't know if that's.
That would be tomorrow.
That is tomorrow. Yeah. Perfect. But yeah, so she's coming in tomorrow to speak on some of the stuff that we talked about early on. But
yeah,
That's
the preview. Go ahead.
I mean, I'm here to talk more about your haircut.
All right, I understand.
And please use that sexy voice when you do it.
The issues. Ethan's mom's going to come in and talk about the diversity and in Hollywood and how she feels about how they did with the Academy Awards this year and about but really the surprise. Don't tell her this, Ethan. I'll be talking to her about you.
That'll be good.
That's what I'm going to be talking. All right, Ethan. Now you go ahead. Turnabout is fair play. What do you think of the hair, please? I'd like your youthful. How old are you, Ethan? How old are you?
I'm 19.
19. Lay it on me. I'm ready. What do you think? What?
How many times are you going to a black barber?
I have gone to a black barber probably down here in Florida. If I've got my hair cut 20 times, I went to a place called, I forgot what it was called, over in the local mall, and I didn't know it was a black barber until I got in there. And so I guess twice I've gone. This is really not
10%.
A black barber shop as much as kind of a diverse barber shop. The place where I went. There are a lot of young guys there, and it's kind of a multi-ethnic environment, and there are a lot of interest. Why do you ask me that?
All right, so first off, most of the barbers that I've gone to ask if you want a 1-2 or a bald, and for your instance, you basically got a bald
okay.
on the sides.
Right.
And... I mean, all the black barbers I've gone to, I don't think I've gotten a bad haircut. And
so you think, are you recommending I go to
yes.
a black barber?
Yes, because I don't know why you would go to a 100-year-old barber.
So that hair that I have, I should maybe go to a black barber shop?
Yeah, I think if you grow your sides out and grow the top out, and then you go and get a fade, you'll be straight.
Oh, so this is not fixable?
No, this
okay.
is not.
This
no,
is
no, no,
not
no.
fixable, Mike.
What do you mean
not fixable? I don't think it was that. What?
It's bad. It's really bad.
It's
in the back.
Bad, Mike.
Like, he just, like, gave up. Like, I mean, he, like, shaved you down, like, at the front, so almost he fooled you. Like, it's, I can't even tell. It's, like, mullet style.
Yeah, he painted
you
one side
in the back.
He like painted one side of an ocean liner yeah. to sell it to you. He expected you weren't going to look at it. Did he show you the back when he was done?
Because there is a missing spot in your head.
Shut up, Brian.
Yeah.
Shut up, Ethan.
I'm just trying
Shut
to help
Sarah.
You. I'm just trying to help you.
Oh
I think the
God.
Notion, Mike, man to man, I think that the notion of the style is good, but I think the execution is bad. There's too severe
right.
of a line between the hair and the not hair. It needs to sort of gradually fade into it, and he did not do that well.
It's supposed to be, it's a fade for a reason.
Oh, dear.
Wait, is that for us because we're all getting fired or like
no,
what's that?
No,
okay.
No. You can't get fired.
That's for his haircut.
That's true.
That's
Ethan's
for his
an
haircut.
Intern. He can't get fired.
Rob?
Keep going.
Anyway, all right, so I don't know. But I mean, do you mean like a really like, you know, black barber shop?
Don't
is that
you,
what you're talking
hold on,
about?
Hold on.
Wait, but
know.
Mike, I feel like this is like.
Like a, I think I, when I think of barber shop, I think of the movie, you know?
Yes.
I go in and, you know, I. Boy, that'll teach me some snappy repartee.
Yes.
I also think, though, this is like the cost, right? Right.
Yes.
Are you going to like some super cut? This is beginning to sound like the woman that was 701 pounds. I mean, she sounds like she's super cut. She's, you know,
would
getting
you like
off
of
her rascal.
Of
yes. I'll give, yeah,
I would.
Yeah.
I'll give you. Would you like to know the name of the place?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
All right.
It's next to the Irish pub we went to the day
okay,
before
that's
St.
the
Patrick's
problem.
Day. It's called Booms.
Oh
my
Booms.
Gosh.
Booms.
Why are you laughing, Ethan? What? Tell me, what?
You should have known by the name that you were going to get your hair messed up.
All right. I'm sorry. I thought I did a good job. All right.
I Mike, you're like a man of distinction. You're a very nice looking man. You're funny
Thank
as
you.
Hell. You need to
Thank
go
you.
High end. Like if the okay. Ritz-Carlton down there has like a salon, you need to be salon status. I mean, you know, you are established.
Yes.
Listen to that.
You're
you hear
hot.
That?
Your wife
you
is smoking
yes.
hot.
All right.
You got to be
go.
Looking good, man.
You've got like a
All
gorgeous right. son. I mean, your daughters are actresses.
I'm
going
like, to wear like a hat
on.
Now for the rest of my life. I'm going to wear a hat all day long. You know?
No, just when you have that haircut and you're good.
Okay. All right. Thank
and
you.
I think you I, could, I think you should wear it backwards just so it covers up the back.
Thank you, Ethan. I appreciate that. Thank you for the feedback. Looking forward to meeting your mom tomorrow. Thank you. Thank
I
you
believe
so
you've
much
been
for coming
dismissed.
In.
Oh, my God.
Thank you
Headphones
very much,
off.
Ethan. Thank
That's
you.
Right.
Get out of the studio.
That's right.
Hilarious.
Okay. He All leaves right. a lot slower than he arrives.
Thank you very much. We have to take a break. I'm going to just, I'm just going to stew on this for a while. And then when we come back, I didn't think it was as bad as it is. You know, I'm looking at another picture of me on that I've got with my daughters at graduation.
Yes.
And such a better haircut. That was Judy. That was
yeah, Judy.
Judy. Anyway, we'll take a break and we will come back with
Hey, you're coming up for graduation. Something. Drop in on Judy when you're up for the graduation.
Yeah. Well, this wouldn't want to grown back yet. I don't know. Forget it. I don't want to talk about my hair anymore.
All right, let's then not let's do that.
We'll take a break and we'll come back with my Irish pub St. Patrick's Day story. I'm totally thrown by this. We'll be right back.
Oh, now is the time of Lent.
Yeah.
When a good Catholic gives up something for 6 weeks, right. Normally you give up your favorite things. But there's one thing you should never give up, the never. Mike O'Mara Boney Show. So
sure.
Sacrifice those Oreos and draft beer till Easter. And That's head right. over to the MikeOMaraShow.com. Click on the bonus show banner to buy banner. Or renew it today. Now back to the one thing no P1 can ever give up, Mike O'Mara.
God bless. Thank you. Welcome back to the Mike God O'Mara bless. Show brought to you by Function of Beauty. I'm trying. Is your shampoo or conditioner just not working its magic anymore? Do you need something new? Function of Beauty addresses all of your hair concerns, not just one. Their shampoos and conditioners are formulated, customized, and individually filled just for you. Carla has them all. They're great.
Wonderful.
They are based on what she needs and what she wants, like a great haircut on her husband. You also get to select your color and fragrance. The products are so personalized that her name is even printed on the bottle. You're going to love this.
Yes.
Even better, Function of Beauty has safe, natural ingredients and is 100% vegan and cruelty-free and costs 40% less per ounce than leading salon brands. Function of Beauty is the internet's top-rated customized shampoo with over 8,000 five-star customer reviews and counting. 8,000!
A lot.
Wonder if that shampoo could help me. It's fun. It's easy to design your custom blend, and your hair will look and smell amazing. Our listeners will receive 20% off their first custom formula. Just go to functionofbeauty.com/TMOS and take the quick 2-minute hair profile quiz to design your 100% unique shampoo and conditioner formulas. That's functionofbeauty.com/TMOS for 20% off your first order. Functionofbeauty.com/TMOS. Lots of copy there. Okay.
Mike, I think that your hair is going to look better in a matter of days. Because a lot of times the test of the haircut is not when you walk out of a barbershop. It's like a few days later. You know,
That's
it has,
true.
You have to sort of settle
yeah,
into it.
That's true.
I'm inclined to agree with Fraze that I think maybe, you know, maybe upping the ante a little bit. And I'm
Could
capable
be.
Of doing that. I haven't done that down here. I did for a while, got a great haircut. And then, I swear to God, if barbershops were having sex with people, I would have every social disease in the book because I've been everywhere. I am a slut. I'm a barber slut. I have been to every single
Where does
place.
Robert Kraft get his hair cut? Because maybe that is going on.
Hey, how you doing there? Do you mind? How about this?
Under the
anyway,
smock, Robert.
Welcome back. So the same area we go on Saturday next door to a place that's this Irish pub. And it looked interesting. And it's the Saturday before St. Patrick's Day, which, as Jimmy Cerrito would tell you,
oh, yeah.
is balls to the wall. It's one of the biggest party days of the year. And I'm like, Saturday before St. Patrick's Day, it's like 4:30 in the afternoon. It's going to be
100 miles
be
an
awesome.
Hour. It should be 100 yeah. miles an hour because people, when St. Patrick's Day falls on a Sunday, people aren't going to really go in fifth gear because the next day's a work day. It's going to default to the Saturday.
Yeah. Yep. And this place it's got an Irish name on it.
I won't mention it because I don't want to do that, but, okay. I, but it's got a name that I know, and it's very local, and it's very, very cool. And I walk in, and we go through the door, and it's like, there were seven people at the bar. There were seven people at the bar, maybe two at a table, and one bartender. And it was just, I mean, it's bad.
At dinner time on the day before? Wow.
Really wasn't dinner time, but it's like my pub back in the day, yeah. Our Saturday before St. Patrick's Day was, yeah. I mean, I had tents outside. It was fantastic. I didn't want that. I wanted somewhere in between. But I didn't want the mausoleum
right.
that I had. In fact, my whole St. Patrick's Day weekend, we had 2 days of babysitting. And the one day we went out and we went to the Irish pub and it was dead. And then the next day we played in a St. Patrick's Day golf tournament, which was dead, it was The Walking Dead.
Yes.
It was.
I have a question about the pub because from the exterior, did it look like a very sort of novelty oriented over the top Irish place or from the exterior?
The way you frame the question, I will tell you from the exterior. You couldn't get a more Irish pub looking. It says what? Irish pub on the sign, like mine used to say.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh. O'Mara's Irish Pub. And it just, I thought it's automatic that these places will do a killer business. There were, we ended up leaving and we went up to the Tiki Bar, which was, you know, not St. Patrick's Day at all. Just
the
you know,
O Tiki elder, Bar.
Elderly alcoholics as far as the eye can see. And by the way, a huge bar outside with palm trees and you go, 1, 2, 3, chair, 1, 2, 3, chair, 1, 2, 3, chair, because no one is sober enough to slide over to let a couple sit down when you sit there and you do that. And it is. And we finally get to the one side and there's this young guy
right.
and he's got a basset hound sitting in the bar on the bar stool. And, there's one stool next to it. And, it didn't keep me from the $10 bucket. You know, I did the $10 bucket of beer, which was fine, but we had two and we went home. It was a sad St. Patrick's Day. We were ready to roar a little bit.
Yeah.
We were ready to go out.
So the Tiki Bar on a Saturday normally has a better vibe than that, doesn't it?
The Tiki Bar's balls to the wall all the time. But it's, as I said, it's just alcoholics as far as the eye can mm-hmm. see. And, I like to, tweak my alcoholism once in a while and just pop in there and see it. It was kind of a disappointment. And then the day after was the real day. And that too, we went to Cocoonville, played a little golf and thought, okay, this is couples golf, which is fine.
Did the St. Patrick's tournament, did it have a cute name?
No, that would require initiative. But let me just say this. We got there to the Cocoonville. This is the summary of my St. Patrick's Day weekend
right.
where I had childcare, where we were going right. to have some fun. So we thought, well, once this slow moving, Bataan death march of a golf tournament is over. We played well with this wonderful couple that played well. You rely on the women like my wife who have very high handicaps because the score is their scores can be very, very good. And my wife and this other lady we played with, they played wonderfully.
Oh, good.
And we had a great score. But I said to my wife, don't get excited about it. She said, why not? I said, because everybody cheats. At this country club, everybody, you will get someone who is
I didn't know that.
This is in the weeds about golf.
Okay.
You'll get somebody who, allegedly is a bad golfer that will have a miracle score on the day of it. It happens every time. And the scores are so we weren't counting on that. What I was counting on was at least a little festivity going in there. And no, it was nothing. It was not. So the whole thing, I was looking for that one party moment, and I didn't have it. But they did have a spread. And what do you serve on St. Patrick's Day? Well, what does Cocoonville Country Club serve? Pierogies. Thank you for those fabulous St. Patrick's Day pierogies.
Kiss me, I'm Polish.
So, but that's okay. You know what, Rob? I'm just not there anymore as far as the partying anyway.
Right.
So it was home, 6:30 in the evening, no problem at all. Everything was
I got
fine.
Screwed out of
that
my corned
great.
Beef.
You didn't make corned beef. You make it every holiday.
I know. And the thing is that Robert was at a friend's house. Julia was away watching Caleb in a dance competition all day. She
right.
wasn't going to be home till after 9. And it felt weird making a huge dinner for two. So we're doing it tonight. I actually started my corned beef in the crock pot before I left for work today.
So are you aware of the fact that Rob Spiewak is an expert in the way that people from around the world contact him about corned beef?
I'm not surprised considering the fruitcake. Like the fruitcake, that was my intro to Rob's food, you know, a bit of a food connoisseur. So I actually bet that your corned beef is amazing.
You know what? It's weird. Two things that I specialize in have really high fat counts.
Yeah. Yeah. Shocker.
Yeah.
Shocker
with that. Amazing.
You make it where you cook it slow.
Right.
And then you cook it off. You cook off the fat on the grill. Right?
I will finish it about 10 minutes before I serve it. I'll put it on a very, very hot grill. Or if the weather doesn't agree, I'll put it under a broiler so that some of the fat renders off.
And how long do you put it in your broiler? Because Carla really doesn't do that.
It's you have to watch it. You really have to watch it because it's a very small window. It will burn quickly.
But
it's usually about between 5 and 10 minutes. And if you're not too close, the fat will crisp down.
Did you serve the pierogies?
Oh, that sounds so
good. I did not serve any pierogies. I'm sorry. But we
will do anything? What?
I didn't do anything. I had a big work event for the Hey Fresh podcast on Saturday, which just like I was totally gassed. So yesterday I did like nothing. But I live in Arlington, which is known for its pub crawls. So
absolutely.
You know, I made the mistake of trying to go grocery shopping and it was just one drunk, you know, and vomit puddle after another.
Oh.
And they believe me, they did not care that they have to go to work on Monday. There were shamrocks spray painted on the sidewalks.
Yeah.
The dogs were drunk. The people were drunk. Everyone's right. In the streets.
Yeah. And it's the people. Look, I can say this because I was part of this group. And the day drinkers and the evening drinkers for Sunday are the people usually, I don't want to paint with too broad a brush, but I will.
Yes.
That are unburdened with jobs that require any real intellectual skill. So you get the people that are out there going, yeah!
Completely.
Party! Yeah,
yes.
Yeah,
yeah. It's like, man, aren't you drinking an awful lot for Sunday? You working tomorrow?
Sure am. I won't be fixing that tire tomorrow. Yes, sirree.
Woohoo.
Yes, sirree. All right. Yeah.
I used to hate Sundays because I got up to do a morning show and redneck buddies would all be like, we're partying. Well, don't you have to work on Monday? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, we'll take a break. We'll come back with more fun and more thrills. And how are we doing with the Yak Shack?
We have some calls standing by.
We do? Let's do the Yak Shack. We got a new feature on the show, Sarah.
Okay.
You'll like this. We'll take some calls from the Yak Shack. I hope they're really drunk. I should stop saying that. We'll take all calls.
Please.
But I seem to enjoy the drunk ones. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Political Persuasions.
Hey, it's Chris Fritz with Political Persuasions. This week, Mike and I talk about the latest Democrat to join the field of 14,000, Beto O'Rourke, the college cheating scandal, and Nancy Pelosi says no to impeachment. But does she mean it? Tune in.
You can download Political Persuasions at politicalpersuasions.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by FabFitFun. Do you love discovering new products? Then you need FabFitFun. FabFitFun allows women everywhere to discover new products that they will adore. It's a fun, better way to shop. FabFitFun makes a great gift for a loved one or even yourself. Everything you get is full size, no samples of anything. The retail value of the spring box is $350. Carla flips out when the FabFitFun box arrives. As a matter of fact, when it came in, her mother-in-law was with her in the kitchen, and it sounded like this. They loved it. It's like Christmas four times a year. Sign up for FabFitFun today. FabFitFun boxes always sell out. Use the code TMOS to get $10 off your first box. Go to FabFitFun.com to sign up. Wish they'd include a decent haircut in the FabFitFun box.
Hey, you might look at the bottom of the box. Maybe it's there.
Start getting a FabFitFun box for a life well lived. Use the promo code TMOS to get $10 off your first box. That's over $200 for only $39.99. Go to FabFitFun.com and use my code TMOS to get $10 off your first FabFitFun box. How is the Hey Phrase podcast going before we get to our phone calls?
It's going really well. So thanks to you guys. I'm always so grateful for you and Oscar because coming here to Podcast Village has completely stepped up our game. Now, you know, we have the YouTube show and just like, you know, I just can't say enough great things about all of you guys behind the scenes. I mean, we have such a great time joking, but Rob Spiewak has just been amazing. So the show's terrific.
That's Monday, what I say about him every day.
That's right.
Yes. And same with Oscar and Charlie. Everybody here, Mike.
That's what I say about him every day, too.
really great. So
I'm sorry. I shouldn't be interrupting you. I apologize.
No. You can interrupt away. So new shows on Monday and Wednesday. We're thinking about doing a Patreon page, doing our own kind of bonus show. You guys have done that, and I know your fans love it so much. So we're kind of thinking, like, what's next? You know, what's the next step for the show?
All right, so it's Hey Phrase on Instagram, Hey Phrase on Twitter, and the Hey Phrase podcast. Please check it out if you haven't heard Sarah. She's wonderful, and it is a great podcast, and she is always generous with her time to come in here and sit in with us. And we really, really, I mean this, we really do appreciate
well, ditto,
you coming
I,
in.
I love That's the awesome. Opportunity. You guys have a great audience.
So last week on the show, we debuted the Yak Shack, and we were taking phone calls live, and it was it would get problematic every time. We'd have a good couple of weeks, and then we would realize that the same people that had the time when we were doing the show live to call in, but the show, as Oscar likes to call it, has a long tail, and people listen at their convenience. So we thought it would be better to set up a box, the Yak Shack, where people would call in. And Rob has been collecting these along with Pony. Mm-hmm. Explain the process that I'm not involved in.
You call our phone number, 1-800-636. What is it, Pony? Help me.
It's 800-920.
No, it's 888.
888-920-more.
Not 888-920-more. 888-920-more.
You know, I'm an old man. You're not an old man.
I'm getting
you
there.
You could be a little more engaged. Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
888-920-more.
Hey, no, do this right now. Do this right now. Get a piece of paper.
Yes.
Write down the phone number.
Yes.
Put it on a piece of scotch tape and tape it to something and keep it right in front of you.
And then we'll always have it.
What is it, Pony?
888-920-more. I wanted to make sure we got it right. And then
you get it right by memorizing it.
And so then when you
memorize it like you memorize the whole, you know, every single line from Gone with the Wind.
Well, no, that's I don't know all the movie, Mike, just the key lines. But you call this number and you will be given an opportunity, prompted to leave a message for the Yak Shack. And then we can play back your call on the TMOS Yak Shack.
All right. So how many did we get? How do you do it? How do you select which ones?
I listen to them. Some of them are not really appropriate. I've got about a half dozen for you here that I think you'll enjoy, and so we can go through them. The first one is from Chandler.
Turn the music down. I want to hear them.
Okay. So kill the Yak Shack music. The first one, Mike, comes from Chandler, Arizona.
TMOS Yak Shack.
Thank
hey
you,
fellas, JJ from Chandler, Arizona. Just wanted to congratulate Rob Ford on the new position and wish Rob Spiewak good luck in the future. F you, Rob.
TMOS Yak Shack.
So, that's very selfless. You picked that to
play. I did.
Did you pick that to martyr yourself, or did you pick that because you thought it was just funny?
I thought it was funny, and I thought Rob had a good show on Friday.
Is there anything you'd like to say to that caller?
Yes, I encourage you to call back and reconsider your thought. Okay. Because I'm not going anywhere, and
okay,
F you.
Very good. All right, very good. That's somebody.
Thank you. That's what we're waiting for.
Rob Ford sat in Friday, Sarah. We had Rob and Joe on Thursday when Oscar was gone. We had Rob Ford on Friday, and Rob Ford, did he enjoy his time?
Have you ever been on a bowling league and you have to sort of pick your lineup? And what you do is you go with your strongest bowler in the third slot.
Okay.
And then you put Sarah another Frazier. Good bowler in the leadoff slot, like Rob and Joe.
I've enjoyed everybody that's visited when I was.
And then there's
been a
the middle bowler that's not the first or the last.
Wow.
And that's
He's throwing Rofo under the bus.
Shots fired.
Everything is fine. No name or city on this one, Mike. Fired. No name or city on this one.
TMOS Yak Shack.
I would consider changing the name from Yak Shack to something else because it sounds like the Spanish version of Jack Shack and the Jack Shack's in my backyard. Thanks.
Why do all your callers sound drunk or out of breath? Like,
I think it has to do with the Jack Shack.
That's a great. Now, that right there is a wonderful example of why we set it up. That is somebody who would probably not say that live. That's somebody who got motivated to say. And he's doing the Oscar joke with the Yak Shack.
Yeah, I love it.
A little Bob Kraft tribute right there. Yes, thank you.
Mike, not
By the
everyone...
way, they're thick down here, too. Absolutely.
What's that?
The
other kind of shack.
Asian massage joint.
Well, sure, Mike. People need to make sure their muscles are supple.
Yes.
You don't want to have too much tension. Certainly
constant
not.
Therapy down here.
Mike, not everyone who calls the Yak Shack is happy.
TMOS Yak Shack.
Good. This one I'm
looking for. Mike?
I know this
Mike?
Guy.
Mike?
Is he going to cry?
Mike? Rob? Pony? Maddie? I heard you guys were taking football, so I just want I just wanted to call and tell you how much I missed you guys and calling this. Because See? You, pick on the weed.
I like the Yak Shack.
I do too.
Yak Shack rocks. I'm enjoying the Yak Shack. I don't even have to answer these. These are great.
I think this one I just labeled Mike's biggest fan.
TMOS Yak Shack.
Hey, Mike. Yeah, Mike.
Hey,
Mike.
Let me close it.
TMOS Yak Shack.
You want to hear that one more time on its own?
Please. Really, do we have one more after it?
Yeah, we do. We have a closer
okay,
after
good,
this one.
Good.
Hey, Mike.
Pony, is there an option in the Yak Shack?
Am I the only one? I love it.
I adore it.
Sorry.
Is there an option in the Yak Shack to pause and re-record, or is it always just going to go?
It's always going to run. It's just like you're doing any sort of.
That's perfect. Don't change a thing. Right. Do not change a thing. It's
and
fun.
We close with this one. Greg from Phoenix with some intel on Oscar.
Hey, Yak Shack. This is Greg from Phoenix / Casa Grande, Arizona. I am a student of Oscar. Have you noticed that every few years Oscar comes up with a new tell? And the latest is, you notice that he does that?
Do you notice that?
TMOS Yak Shack.
Mike, that's the Yak Shack for you.
Yeah. That's the ending. I love that. That is too awesome. Oh, my God. Keep them coming. 888-920-MORE, 888-920-6673. That is the TMOS Yak Shack. And call like at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yes.
And listen, when you call in, I don't mind. And look, I'm not looking for everybody to be wasted. But no. I wouldn't mind you sharing little bits of information like what time you're calling and what state of mind you're in, too. All bets are off. You can say anything you want, and we welcome your criticisms, your encouragements, your rants, your love, everything on the TMOS Yak Shack. Please feel free to call in.
And it makes it easier. Please do give your name and city. That's just all. That's the only thing I ask.
First name and city. That's don't it. Need to give more than that, but we'd like to get more information. I'd like to know. I'm calling. It's 4 o'clock in the morning, and I can't sleep because I hate my boss. That would be fun. We'd enjoy that. We'll
good.
Come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Greetings, faithful TMOS listeners. It's Maddie, the Cheese Queen. The guys asked me to step in while Oscar is on vacation, so I've been adopting all of his habits to make it seem like he was never gone. Things like vocal warm-ups. Meow, 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 meow. Ordering around the interns. Ethan, can you go grab my Starbucks? Speaking like a businessman. Guys, there's a lot of moving parts to this business, and some of the best practices to achieve core competency and to leverage dollars is to give 110% in mispronouncing everyday English. Hey guys, let's go get some pizza. Filling in the void is never easy. So luckily, the TMOS app is your one-stop shop to download all of the episodes featuring the three principles. And that's as good as some freshly shaved Parmesan and a glass of Italian Chianti. Damn it!
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our TMOS bonus packages. Isn't it nice to have Sarah Fraser in studio today?
Yes,
Spiewak,
isn't yes it? It's great. I love it.
Thank you, guys.
You bet your ass it is. Hey, phrase. Yeah. She's a great phrase. But if you want to know the phrase that pays, it's by the TMOS bonus show.
Yes.
Rob wrote this, Sarah.
No. Mike's just making it up.
The bonus package gives you a Freak's sixth uncensored episode of TMOS every week.
Gives you Freaks. Gives it to you Freaks.
We call it the TMOS bonus show. Remember, the future of our show depends on it, so please buy our thing. Just go to MikeOMaraShow.com, click the bonus banner. You get access to all our bonus content. We appreciate that. Buy it, try it, don't defy it, and dig the good sounds of the bonus show. And let us offer unto each other a sign of Christ's peace. Peace
oh
be
boy.
With you.
You're
and
now sounding
you.
Like my priest. Oh boy.
Ah, Sarah. Why do I make your priest? They're all
Irish. Irish.
Anyway. Oh my God, it's time for
how much porn?
News.
News!
TMZ claims that Paris Jackson tried to kill herself Saturday morning by slitting her wrist and that she was being held for psychiatric evaluation. This is TMZ. This is where they come from. Supposedly, she was distressed over the Leaving Neverland documentary. But seems a little bit of a pull because she did return home that afternoon. I don't think if she was trying to commit suicide, she would return. And later on, she was spotted at a KFC on a movie date with her boyfriend.
Are you sure the KFC
I don't think she tried to kill herself.
Do you think the KFC was part of the suicide attempt?
I'm not sure. Well, only over a very long period of time.
All Paris I want denied, is gravy. Please.
Paris denied the report by ever so eloquently tweeting, quote, F you, you effing liars.
She's nice. She's a good kid. She comes from a good home.
A so-called source says Paris's hospitalization was the result of an accident, not a suicide attempt. You may never know. Mm. On a related note, the Children's Museum of Indianapolis has removed three Michael Jackson items, a glove, a fedora, and a poster. It's weird.
It is weird.
Have you seen it, Sarah? Have you
seen the documentary? I've seen every minute, the Oprah special. I was addicted. I think, you know, I believe them. I think... And, you know, look, my thing with Michael is I feel like he was brought up in such a tortured household. And I'm sure you guys know this. Remember LaToya Jackson came out, said they were sexually abused as kids.
Right.
I mean, Michael had a life that none of us, I mean, beyond a little 1% ever live,
right.
You know?
Right.
So I think he's guilty, but it was so complicated. And, you know, he's incredible talent. It's hard.
Yeah,
it's
I mean,
very hard.
For me, though, once you watch it's a game changer watching that documentary.
Oh,
it was a game
yeah.
changer for me. I mean, we were in a bar over the weekend. Michael Jackson came on, and the bartender didn't know. I said, I can't stand listening to this. She said, what? I said, watch the documentary.
Yeah, it really
changes your perspective.
It does. It does.
Watching that two-part documentary, it sort of made concrete stuff we already sort of thought might have happened.
A long time ago. It took those men a long time to come forward.
It definitely turned the page for me. It did.
Yeah.
Right. It's weird. Another sex scandal. Nat Geo and Fox have concluded their investigation into the sexual assault allegations against Neil deGrasse Tyson, and they announced this weekend that they will resume airing his shows Cosmos and Star Talk.
Okay.
They didn't say what their investigation found, just that it's complete and the shows are coming back. They added, quote, there will be no further comment. Last November, Tyson was hit with allegations from three women who said he sexually harassed them and a third who claim he raped her. In December, another woman accused him of harassment. So that's interesting when they do. You don't see that very often.
Right.
Where they're coming out, there will be no further comment. I don't know if there'll be anything more on it or whether it will go away. So that's interesting.
When they close with no further comment, that usually sort of puts an end to it, at least from their end. So
we'll see what happens. Maybe that's how she lost all the weight. Mama June and her boyfriend, Gino Doak, were busted at an Alabama gas station with crack and drug paraphernalia.
Mama June's crack.
Mama June. Police were originally called because the two of them were having a fight. The paraphernalia included a glass pipe and some needles. Hey, Mama June.
Yeah.
After she was released, Mama June had to go get her truck out of the impound. TMZ has a video of it.
She's a truck driver, is she?
I think it's probably a pickup.
I thought
She sounds like she's on something, though. She sounds a little manic. So who knows? But that's what she's doing now with her life.
Well, we wish her the best because she seems like a good lady.
Yeah, and what was the baby's name? What was the little girl's name?
Oh, God.
Honey Boo Boo.
Oh, Honey Boo Boo.
Honey Boo Boo.
Yeah.
Honey Boo Boo.
Who had a show, too.
Yes.
Yes. How do you use your phone on the toilet? If the answer is always, you're not alone. 57% of people in a recent poll admitted that they use their phone on the toilet at least some of the time. That includes 8% of people who say they always do it. It's way more popular with young people, though. 86% of men and 84% of women under 30 said they used their phone on the toy.
Did they ask Mama June? Because I heard she does, but it's a landline.
She is. Men were almost twice as likely as women to say they use it. Do you guys use your phone?
Yeah, I do.
I go in waves, though, because I do always feel like my phone is spying on me. So you know what I mean? Like, I always feel like I'll never have like a good sex tape released. It'll just be me, like, you know, pooping. Like, that will be out. It'll be like, oh, the best cuts of Sarah loafing.
You know what the
loafing.
I know. It'd be so
the
gross.
Strange thing is now,
really
when you just
said
that,
there
are members of our listening audience going,
I'm going to listen to that podcast today.
After all the work I've done, like, that will be the claim to fame. It's like, oh, see, Sarah
At least you're famous. Yeah.
I know.
I like that. This is an odd combo, but I'm interested. The ice cream brand Enlightened just added a new flavor to its lineup. I'm not familiar with Enlightened.
I'm not, but I'm listening.
Product. It combines chocolate,
salted fudge, and potato chips. It's called All That and a Bag of Chips. Each serving is 100 calories. Must be a small serving. And there are 4 servings per pint. For now, okay, that answers that question. For now, they're just doing a limited run through the summer, unless it's popular. You can check it online to find the closest store that sells it. This isn't the first odd ice cream flavor they've come up with. Enlightened also has one called Movie Night that's supposed to taste like popcorn and Milk Duds. Ah, we are in the age of enlightenment, aren't we?
Yes. I think the potato chip flavor would work, although I'm troubled by the fact that it's a low-calorie offering. I think you need a little more fat to make that work.
You know, perusing the ice cream aisle now, there is so much pressure on these companies. They're Haagen-Dazs, I notice. Well, Pauly Christine, who is a regular contributor to the Mike O'Mara show, he had the ice creams that have the booze flavored.
Yes.
Like Summer Amaretta, and they're coming up with flavors. They took the cue from Ben & Jerry's.
Yeah, they did.
The gold standard of that.
Well, they're still the best, though. They still lead the charge.
Yeah, more power to it. Absolutely. And now a little something. A guy named Charlie Brown was arrested in Cleveland on Friday during a drug raid. Police found drugs along with 3 guns and also confiscated a 4-foot alligator he was keeping as a pet in Cleveland.
Cleveland!
He's facing drug trafficking charges. Meanwhile, in the UK, an Irish guy named Elvis Presley was in court facing assault charges after threatening someone with a knife and punching them back in January. Not clear if the Charlie Brown guy's parents were big Peanuts fans or not, but we know the other guy's parents were Elvis fans because he even has the same middle name, Elvis Aaron Presley.
That's nice.
He is due. I know you'd think he was that. He's due back in court in July. Sorry, Rob. Nobody named Jerry Lewis was arrested.
Oh, damn it. What a rotten weekend.
That's it. We will come back with the audio vault. And by the way, Sarah Fraser, if you want to listen to what she has to say, it's Hey Fraze on Instagram, Hey Fraze at Hey Fraze on Twitter. And she's got a blog on the website. And she also is running for president of the United States.
Hey.
So very, very exciting. We'll take a break and come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Rob and Joe here. Joe, big year for you. You are getting married.
That's right. Love of my life.
You need some advice?
I may, but from you?
Look, hear me out. All you got to do is never stop dating her. Love her. Give her attention. Never take her for granted. And remember, she's the best thing in your life, and always work hard for her.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of work. I'm not doing all that.
Hey, you're right. Just fake your death. Start a new life. Rob and Joe Show. A new episode every single week. RobandJoeShow.com.
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by the TMOS Shopping Center. Time flies. It's already March 18th, so why not march on over to the TMOS Shopping Center and get ready for spring? It's right at our website, and it gives you unfettered access to Walmart, Target, and Macy's. Right now, Target has everything Easter. From baskets to candy decor to dresses. So candy. I'm sorry. Not candy decor. Let me start again.
Yes.
Right now, Target has everything Easter. From baskets to candy, decor to dresses, something for everybody. Walmart has all your fresh styles for spring. Textile, Eve One, Sophia Jeans, and more. And Macy's, it's your prom headquarters with hundreds of prom dresses priced under $150. This is internet shopping at its finest. Not only do you get the stuff you love, but you do support us at MikeOMaraShow.com. Please, please do. Macy's, Target, and Walmart. Spring ahead into value.
Yes.
And don't be fettered. Now go spend money, and let's open the audio vault with Sarah Fraser sitting in, kindly sitting in, and she will be taping her podcast at 12:30 today.
Yes.
She's working on a Monday like a dog.
You better believe it. Never sleeps. Never stops.
Mike, I normally turn off the music when you open the vault, but I'm letting this play.
Dick Dale, baby.
Yeah. Dead at age 81, and if you
your
like...
Your mobbers were all over that all weekend. They went nuts. If you're somebody that's a pop culture icon and you die... you've got a segment of our fan base that just go. There were 450 postings about Dick Dale.
If you like Jimi Hendrix, if you like Stevie Ray Vaughan, a lot of their music goes right back to Dick Dale. Dick Dale notably.
Pulp Fiction.
Oh, yeah. This is the song Miser Lou that was featured in Pulp Fiction, which really gave his career a good boost. 2 things you should know about him. He brought on Eastern melodies to rock and roll. You can hear it in here. It sounds almost Egyptian. They was yeah, the first that, man to do that.
I never processed it that way, but you're absolutely... Nah, 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 nah,
yeah, and he also nah, did... Nah, he charted nah, nah, a version of Hava Nagila in the same vein, but also one great piece of trivia...
Hava Nagila, that's fantastic!
The great piece of trivia about Dick Dale. He was the first guitarist to contact the Fender Corporation and have them custom build him a bigger amp because he was sick of blowing out his amps. So every time you see a huge stack of Fender amps at a rock concert, you thank Dick Dale because he's the one that said, these need to be louder. So he's a
perfect.
Good guy, and he shall be missed. Now, let's say you're at a jazz club, little jazz club in Los Angeles. It's a Saturday night. You know, they've got like a house band going on. No big deal, and you're having a good evening. How great would it be if you just look up and who's on stage but Lady Gaga?
That's like one for the ages, man. Yep. That would be, and she's doing a classic, you know?
And she just walked on.
Oh, fabulous.
Isn't that great?
She's so great.
Fly Me to the Moon. She's I'm a Turbo fan.
Me too.
I am a Turbo fan of hers, and I think she's one of the few that everybody can agree on. That, yep. That way, how cool would that be? Was she drunk?
She looked sober in the video.
Was she drunk?
Probably drunk later on. But the name of the club, the Black Rabbit Rose. And she just walked on stage. Tiny place. The hits keep coming for Lori Loughlin. Wouldn't you think after the scandal they would have pulled down all of her daughter Olivia Jade's videos?
Nope.
Off of the YouTube?
Let me tell you where I really am on this now. And okay. Then look, it's just... Social media and the world we live in right now, there is no question in my mind that what was done was so despicable. But you know what? A good weekend, a good 2 days of nonstop, and then, you know, I think really on a day, maybe I'm just introspective today because of my mom, thinking about my mom and everything like that. As really as despicable as these actions are and as dumb as these videos, I think we got to look at the bigger picture here and consider who we value in our society, okay? The Kardashian phenomenon, the Olivia Jades, the so-called influencers.
Right.
You know, it's a little silly. And it's a form of advertising. I mean, you know that, Sarah. I mean, it's the same thing you and I do when we endorse something. I mean, that's the way that works. But when we value these, you know, 16 and 17-year-olds, and they appear to, you know, diminish intellectual accomplishment and then get into USC, but I think you still do. As much as I hate to say this, mm-hmm. you have to remember these are kids.
They are.
These are kids. And I do pause with all my hatred of the Felicity Huffman, Lori Loughlin, the kids, Olivia Jade. Olivia Jade has this big social media presence, and she's the new punching bag for the world.
Right.
And she's still a child in my eyes. She's still a child. And look, if you don't think she's going through it right now, you know, pulling out of the school, her life, you know, will be forever stained by this. And it sometimes just gets to a point.
And
right?
The worst thing is that her inheritance is now $500,000 less.
At least.
But yeah. it's amazing. Those videos are so dumb.
I agree with what you're saying, but my point is this, is that obviously she is not the only one behind her influencer movement. There has to be grown-ups involved.
Oh, absolutely.
And these videos should have been
bright enough to do it.
Yeah. These should have been pulled because you're going to run into clips like this. Listen to Lori Loughlin joking with Olivia Jade 2 years ago.
What was the word?
The line is, England is my city. I was going to ask if you knew that was from, but I knew you would never know what that was from.
I don't know what England. If you would have said England is my city, I would say, why did I pay all this money for your education?
We're going to leave it at that.
So out of context, why did I pay all this money for your education?
Wow.
Literally.
So I would yank that video if I were them, but that's just me. I don't know.
Well, wasn't there a kid a while back that was cussing out of her mind and yelling at her mother, and she became super famous because she was such an a-hole?
She was Barbie. Yes, Dr. Phil. Absolutely. Now she's like a legit rapper. But I think, you know what, Mike, I loved what you said. And I think stories like Bad Barbie from Dr. Phil and Lori Loughlin's daughter, Olivia Jade, I think they also need to remind us that so much of this is bought, right? Like your followers are bought, the influence is bought if you have a lot of money. I definitely think the Bad Barbie thing, you know, whether that was... That that was her intention going on there. But, you know, people take those moments that are very staged and, you know, it's not organic.
Oh, she definitely rode that train. Absolutely.
Right, right. And I think with Lori Loughlin's daughter and Felicity Huffman, you just see how that influencer world can be so purchased, you know?
Yeah. Absolutely. It's a drag. The whole thing is just so...
Well, I think it makes what you do, what I do, more authentic. You know, I think
I agree.
I think it makes us and our shows and the people that work on our shows, it's like, hey, look, this is really who we are. We're vulnerable. We're open. Like, the great stories about your mom. Because, you know, with them, it's just all crap. You know, it's all this facade.
Yeah. Yep, it is.
Let me cleanse the palate. This is a story I like. This guy named George Smith, a little while ago, won the Nobel Prize. And I didn't realize that when you win the Nobel Prize, you get $250,000 as well.
Okay.
He donated all of the money to the University of Missouri, where he works. But that's not the coolest thing. Listen to him talking to the Nobel Commission about winning the prize. This is a humble man.
I don't know if I really want to say that I'm particularly proud personally of this award. No way you could predict in advance that this would be something really important. Certainly, I didn't. Science doesn't work by picking winners and deciding that this is the person that's going to make a big breakthrough or make a lot of money or whatever. That's not how science works. Science is a big community of people that are engaged in their work and in their teaching. That's really important as well.
If more people thought like that, don't you think things might be a little better?
That's a nice one. I like that a lot.
I like that too.
I do.
And he didn't even keep the money. He just donated it all back to his school. What a great guy. Remember the guy that is drinking only beer for Lent?
I remember he was going into that, and then I was curious what would happen.
Well, we're a couple weeks into Lent now. Let's see what he's up to.
I'm having anywhere from 2 to 5 beers a day. I normally have my first beer sometime in the afternoon, and I might have, you know, one whenever I'm feeling a bit peckish. And then the majority...
First of all,
your favorite word, nickel word,
but
peckish.
After seeing this jack off say that, I'm not going to say it anymore.
If I'm feeling a bit peckish. The
majority of the beers I'm drinking are at home. When I get home at night, I might have, you know, 2 to 3 beers here at the house. Day 2 and 3 was pretty rough. So a lot of hunger, you know, I had an event on day 3 and I had like 3 IPAs. I really wanted Taco Bell. I wanted Taco Bell bad. And it was bad. So, obviously I didn't partake, but the cravings were intense.
On the bright side, 2 weeks into Lent,
the event, by the way, was his laptop. It was his event.
Mike, he's down 16 pounds.
Okay.
And so I don't understand. The more beer I drink, I can't seem to lose weight. Maybe drinking enough.
He's using it for the nutrient value. He's literally, that's all he's
putting
in
bread,
his system.
Liquid bread. Exactly. I'm sure that he and his laptop are getting along just fine.
Yeah,
and
I have an event on Thursday. I'll be surfing porn.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Mike, we close. Remember when you called me over the weekend, you said, Rob, what would it sound like if a guy flew his drone through a plate glass window?
Oh, here we go.
I said, right, I don't know. Let's hear what it would sound like.
Yeah, I'm curious.
This was trending on the YouTube. Here is a drone flying through a sliding glass door. But I'll give the guy credit. He did land it in a recliner. So, that's your Magic Audio Vault. Thank you, Sarah. Have a great Monday,
you guys,
everybody.
You are awesome. Thank you both.
Sarah Fraser has been our guest all day today. We appreciate that. It's the Hey Fraze podcast. It's right here in Podcast Village. Listen, listen, listen. New episodes today and Wednesday on Spotify and iTunes. You can watch the podcast on YouTube. And she surrounds herself with the beautiful people. Like our show.
No.
It's Constance Hey Fraze on Instagram, Hey Fraze on Twitter. And she's got a blog and does all this. Did I get it all? Did
you
I get it all
it,
in
Mike.
There?
That's
all
right. Perfect. You got it.
You rock. Thanks for joining us for another riveting episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. If you got a message you'd like to hear in our Tuesday mailbag, send it to Rob with 2 B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. The Yak Shack always open, especially in the wee hours of the morning for your convenience. It's 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. For Oscar Santana, Sarah Fraser, Rob Spiewak, Pony Boy Matt Bloom, Maddie Masiello, Ethan, and his mother who's coming in tomorrow, who did not mean to be mentioned in the end of this. I don't know what I'm doing. Thank you for your continued amazing support for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I've not yet begun to defile myself.
That's going to do it for all of us here at Channel 4 News. You stay classy, San Diego. I'm Ron Burgundy.